At 11:03, according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Sorry, I rolled in a little late, and things aren't going as they should. Let's see. Well, heck, I don't know what's going on here. I usually give myself a solid, you know, minute to socialize with Mike before I get in here. And then I can set things up as they ought to be. Let's see how this goes. Now at 11:06. Oh, that's horrible. According to the WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I am Belinda. This is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. All the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double dong daring you since 1990. I have no intention of stopping now. Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about now, it will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. And, you know, I wasn't planning on doing an all-obit show tonight by any stretch of the imagination. But sometimes, Well, so I had this little experience this week, and hopefully one day I'll be telling you about it because I will have figured out how to do a show about it. But I had this experience this week that made me want to do a show about it, and then I couldn't figure out how to do it. And so as I kept thinking about how to do it, I kept working on obits. And then I looked up and it was late, but I'd done all these obits. So here we are in an all Radio Obituary episode. Hey, it's going to get the backlog down to about 60. So let's not complain about that. Let's not complain about that. Now, these obit shows, I think they're all right. You all keep coming back, so, you know, I'm sure a couple of you get fussy. I know a couple of you get very excited. I like that. So that's where we're at now. We are ready to do the radio obituaries. I'm going to remind you, I'm sorry about this, Freddie, to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. The initial radio obituary is for Maury Laws, the American television and film composer. He performed when he was in his teens in jazz and dance bands as a singer and guitarist in North Carolina. Then he went on to World War II, where he served in the Army, came back, and into the 60s he was hired as a music director for the television production company Videocraft International. He held that post for 40 years where he conducted, I'm sorry, 20 years where he conducted and scored music for animated features like The Hobbit, Jack Frost, The Daydreamer, Wacky World of Mother Goose, all kinds of stuff that if you're anywhere near my age, you grew up on. But who knew his name? Not me. Maury Laws just passed away at 95. It's the initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I went out to a record shop the other night.
Poppin' Bobby G, poppin' Bobby G.
Oh, well, everything was going swell and well, all right.
Poppin' Bobby G, poppin' Bobby G.
Until I met the swinging chick with a long black hair.
Poppin' Bobby G,
and she make all the other chicks look like a square.
Poppin' Bobby Jean, poppin' Bobby Jean.
Then she smiled and watered. And I knew right away it was meant for me to be poppin' Bobby Jean.
Poppin' Bobby Jean,
teenage dream.
Poppin' Bobby Jean,
when she'd bop into the bop, roll into the rock, stroll into the stroller, well, a bliss on my soul. She's a teen. What she does to me, she's my poppin' Bobby Jean.
Poppin' Bobby Jean,
teenage dream.
Poppin' Bobby Jean,
when she's poppin', rockin', rollin', strollin', she's a king.
Bobby Jean,
oh, so keen. Bobby Jean, oh, so keen. Bobby
Sun. I'm Mr. Heat Blister. I'm Mr. 101. They call me Heat Miser. Whatever I touch starts to melt in my clutch. I'm too much.
He's Mr. Green Christmas. He's Mr. Sun. He's Mr. Heat.
too much.
Thank you.
I never want to know a day that's under 60 degrees. I'd rather have it 80, 90, 100 degrees. Oh, some like it hot, but I like it really hot.
Please, Mr. Green Christmas, please, Mr. Sun.
Sing it! Much.
Too much.
Well, 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 if it isn't Mrs. Claus. Where's your husband? Out doing another commercial for my brother?
Post-initial radio obituary is for, no, not him, it's for Sean Smith, the American singer, songwriter, and musician, who was a member of several Seattle alternative and indie rock bands, plus others that weren't from Seattle. Bands included Brad, Satchel, Pigeonhead, Twilight Singers. Sean Smith just passed away at 53. I met him once when he was working with the Afghan Whigs. Wigs, 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 as we like to say here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. That predates most of you, but that's okay. In the post-initial radio obituary for Sean Smith right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
We'll be right back.
The next radio obituary is for Barbara Perry, the American actress, singer, and dancer who worked in Hollywood and on Broadway. Her dad was William Covington Perry, who was the leader, keyboardist, conductor, etc., for the Happiness Boys. The Happiness Boys, people. But Barbara, she began her film career in 1933 in the movie Counselor at Law. Then she did lots of solo dancing in the ballet tap arena of many top-line nightclubs internationally, even working with a young Elliot Gould. In the 50s and early 60s, let's see here, she went on to work on television in TV series including The Donna Reed Show, The Andy Griffith Show, My Three Sons, and The Dick Van Dyke Show, where she played Buddy Sorrell's wife Pickles before being replaced by Joan Shawley. She was the original Pickles, people. Her last known role was in the television series Baskets. Barbara Perry just passed away at 97. I don't normally do this, but I'm going to do it now anyway because, you know, this night's all going to hell anyway, whatever. I'm going to start off with something from her dad because I would never get to otherwise here in the radio obituaries. It's the next radio obituary for Barbara Perry right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Bill, isn't it marvelous to be young?
Yes, yes, and how the young folks love the moonlight.
Well, you're only young once.
That's right, but if you go about it right, once is enough.
Let's do this song a little different.
All right, how'll we do it?
Let's do it as a couple of Englishmen.
That ought to be good. Boys were made for girls, girls were made for boys.
Made to share each other's cares and joys.
Life without a mate.
Is life an empty climb?
What did Adam say before he met his fate?
There ain't no sense sitting on a fence.
All by yourself in the moonlight.
There ain't no thrill by the water mill.
All by yourself in the moonlight. There ain't no fun sitting beneath the trees.
And giving yourself a hug and giving yourself a squeeze.
It's in sign, strolling down the line, all by yourself in the moonlight.
Nobody enjoys all this traffic noise.
We are told it wrecks our equipoise.
Though at night we try,
we cannot close an eye.
Every cat around a mile will begin to cry.
It ain't no laugh, sitting in the park,
all by yourself in the moonlight.
What good is love with the stars above?
All by yourself in the moonlight. What good's an arm without a slender waist?
Without a little maid, it only goes to waste.
If you were king, wouldn't mean a thing. All by yourself in the moonlight.
I say,
what is it?
I met a very, very charming girl in the moonlight last night.
Indeed.
And as she passed me, she gave me a sweet smile.
Indeed, and what followed?
I did. Rather. Johnson bought a car, one day went too far.
He crashed into a lamppost, awful jar.
He landed on his head.
He thought that he was dead.
Till a sweetie picked him up and gently said,
your spirit's drooped, sitting on the stoop.
All by yourself in the moonlight.
Life's incomplete in a rumble seat.
All by yourself in the moonlight. It's apple sauce, telling yourself that you
care for nobody else, and that you will be true.
Love's a thump, and you're surely sunk. All by yourself in the moonlight.
You can't tell love.
Dancing.
On one foot.
On one hand.
With me at all.
Me at on.
You can't tell lies to the fireflies, all by yourself in the moonlight. You'll agree you're for company, all by yourself in the moonlight. Now I'm the exam, finding a boat enough, losing a lot of sleep, listening to the brook.
Let it rhyme. How can you comply? All by yourself in the moonlight.
Pickle vine, but gee, oh golly, you ought to see Pickles now. When she walks by, I sit inside and always wonder why. I guess of late I've been out around her garden gate. But gee, oh golly, you ought to see Pickles now. Second stanza's not just the same as the first, and y'all follow me. Now she'd stick out her tummy at me and call me awful names. And the way I hated Pickles then, it was an awful shame. One day I got so doggone mad, I tore her playhouse down. She told on me and I got it bad in the place where I sit down. But gee, oh golly, you ought to see Pickles now. She walks by, I sit inside and always wonder why. I guess of late I've been out around her garden gate. But gee, oh golly, you gotta see Pickles now.
The Cleanup Radio Obituary is for Earl Thomas Conley, the American country singer and songwriter, who between 1980 and 2003 recorded 10 studio albums. He also charted more than 30 singles on the Billboard Hot Country charts. 18 of those reached number one. Oh my. He also marked the most number one hits in the 1980s by any artist in any genre, except for Alabama and Ronnie Millsap. That is a weird little stat. Earl Thomas Conley just passed away at 77. He's the Cleanup Radio Obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
The whole town must be here. It's Saturday night. The ones that can't two-step will drink and start fights. 10 million lies have already been told, and I'd give my paycheck for someone to hold. The place is so crowded you can't cross your legs. Eating and breathing them dang pickled eggs. Thinking and drinking and singing the blues. When I'm under the table, I'll be over you. When I'm under the table, I'll be over you. Lord, somebody's darling, love somebody new. It's the same old love story, it's sad, but it's true. When I'm under the table, I'll be over you. The waitress is pretty as her dress is short, but her big Texas boyfriend ain't much of a sport. So I use my best line on that redhead in slacks. But she went to the bathroom and she never came back. Oh, I'm sure glad that drunk has just ran out of times. He just played
onto the radio obituary for Jeff Harvey, the English-Australian musician, pianist, conductor, musical director, songwriter, and television personality. He worked at the Australian Nine Network for 38 years and composed a number of theme songs for the network's programs, plus a variety of other strange little things that we're going to get to. But Jeff Harvey just passed away at 83. Let's get to some of those odd little things. Like this this single that's a B-side of a hit for Patsy Ann Noble right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Now I'm going steady with a good-looking boy. Met him at a teenage dance. Only trouble, he's so good-looking. I wonder if I stand a chance. 'Cause he's my good-looking boy.
Good-looking boy.
Such a good-looking boy.
Good-looking boy.
Well, you're my good-looking boy, but gee, you're the worry of my life. Dum-dee-dum-dee-da-dee-dum-dum-dum.
Tangent bowling, tangent bowling.
for a radio obituary for the Sylvania, Ohio artist. Really? Dan Robbins. He was the man who created the paint-by-numbers pictures. He just passed away at 93. I've actually had this one sitting around for a little while. Can't believe I let it languish as long as I did. Because who among us didn't enjoy paint-by-numbers as a child? Those probably went for, 10 cents each in yard sales over the years. It's the radio obituary for Dan Robbins, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Now we have a radio obituary for Joe Hall, the German-Canadian folk singer-songwriter. Folk rock, excuse me. German-Canadian folk rock singer-songwriter. Now, I'm the kind of person who reads that and I'm like, I'm probably going to skip this. But I didn't. Joe Hall was noted for his eccentric and often very funny stage chatter. One quote about him is, from his then-considered daring stage apparel, a kilt-like skirt with work boots and oversized flowing bow tie, for example, to his Zappa-esque monologues and aside-steering songs, he seemed to do whatever came to mind with no regard for decorum or convention, his aim solely on the integrity of his artistic expression. Take that. Joe Hall just passed away at 71. It's a radio obituary just for him, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Nights of revelry and kidney failure. Pour more poison in. I feel right on top when I'm drugged senseless. Pour more poison in.
just a crazy joke. But I can stay berserk. But travel around the nation with my oral fixation. It goes in one end and comes out the other again. So pour more poison in. Pour more poison in. I'm a jumbled mass of wild desire. Swallow all you can. We're all tourists here at Moment City. Swallow all you can. I'm just a crazy joke. Relax to stay berserk. Traveling around the nation with my oral fixation. It goes in one hand, comes out the other again. So pour more poison in. Pour more poison in. With engineering, let's enlarge the mouth. Delirium's proportionate to intake. Let's enlarge the mouth. That's just a crazy joke. What likes to stay berserk? But traveling around the nation with my oral fixation. It goes in one end and comes out the other again. So pour more poison in. Pour more poison in.
TV, I'm watching TV. Nobody's watching me when I'm watching TV. Maybe I got inside information. I'm reading magazines, I'm reading magazines. How come they only photograph the nasty and the mean? Maybe I'll go out and buy myself a gun. Then again, there's less risk vicariously. So maybe I'll just sit here and watch TV. Next day, I'm going to the show. I'm going to the show. I hope to get to see someone dismembered, you know. Maybe that'll cheer me up. Ain't I got fun? Ain't I got fun? Having secret glances of everyone and then finding a private place to scratch. Nights out in the real world, not much happens to me. So maybe I'll just sit here and watch TV. Watch TV. Last night I dreamed I was watching TV. You were trying to talk to me. I just got home from work, back from the job, where I square the circle and I rotate the knobs. And it was so lucid. I was sitting right there with my big bowl of ice cream in my great big armchair. You stood there sullen, leaning on your jackhammer. You said, "We've got to talk." I said, "What's the matter?" You said nothing, and then you said, "Can't you tell?" I tuned in Sally, Jesse, Raphael, and I could sense your impatience as you grabbed the remote. I spilled my ice cream. My ice cream dish broke. Then things got weird and the air turned blue. And we were sitting up on that platform too. Sally said, "Folks, now meet Betty and Nate." She says that he doesn't communicate. Sally looked right at me and said, "Is this so?" I shrugged and twitched. I said, "I don't know." Last night I dreamed I was watching the TV.
By the way, you are still listening to your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and we're obviously in an all-radio obituary episode. At least I think that's obvious. Maybe it's not. I don't know. What do I have to know this stuff for? You always put so much pressure on me. But we're learning lots of stuff here tonight at Bubbles in the Think Tank. At least I am. I usually do. So let's make sure that we don't let up on that for a second. Let's see here. We got a radio obituary now for Samaro Lutumba, the Congo music rhythm guitarist, songwriter, and band leader in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Let's see here. He was a member of the seminal Congo music band TPOK Jazz, which dominated the Congolese music scene from the 60s through the 80s. Samaro Lutumba just passed away at 81. It's his radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Ibisangai de poya libela, ovanda na ye, awa yo zongeli ye oho Yakobo mbe kopesa ngai mawa Nayoki yo zongeli balaho Ani yo bosa ninge Banda nelo yo nalokoli motema Motema yo kera ngai mawa Boni boni yoke motako Yebi sangai depo ya libera O bandana ye Awa yo zongeli ye oho Yako bombeko pe sangai mawa Nayoki yo zongeli bala Ani yo bosa ninge Banda nelo yo, nalogo limo tema
Still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I know I just told you that, but, you know, I don't think you can really be told too much. I mean, you'll correct me if I'm wrong. You usually do. And I thank you. Let's see. Where are we going on to? Oh, we're going to Japan now. For the radio obituary for Kenichi Hagiwara, the Japanese singer and actor, also known as Shoken. He was the lead singer of The Tempters, They were known as the bad boys of the group sounds Japan pop scene in the mid and late 1960s. The bad boys. He was a teen idol with a legion of fans, known for his good looks and arrogance, with